Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Sossman.
5G is right around the corner, but Qualcomm may give us the first look at what it'll really be like. The company is holding its Snapdragon Tech Summit in Maui, of all places, tomorrow. And we're expecting to see live 5G network demonstrations and devices that'll actually be capable of running on them. Ahead of that, Verizon and Samsung announced today they're planning to launch a 5G smartphone in the first half of next year.
So what do we actually know about all these things?
Nothing. As has become a common thing with these 5G device announcements, they basically say, we're going to have a 5G thing. We can't tell you what it's called, how much it costs, right, what the specs are, but it will be available in the first half of next year.
So the kind of interesting thing about it is that No, really, 5G is coming.
Yes, exactly. The fact that we've been talking about this as a thing that might be happening for, four years at this point, that it's actually going to happen in the next few months is I guess, exciting enough.
Exciting for people like Roger.
Extremely exciting for people like Roger, because I've been writing about this for a long time, and I'm really eager to see this in the field. It'll be interesting. Our own Shar Tipkin and Jessica Dolcourt will be out at the Snapdragon Tech Summit. They'll be checking out this stuff, so we'll get first impressions from them this week. All right, so let's talk about VR. Joan, you went to Los Angeles to check out this crazy experience based on a Charles Dickens Christmas Carol.
Right.
What was that like?
It was really cool. So it's a new wave in virtual reality, trying to get people to make virtual reality that people actually want to go see, mm-hmm, where you combine a headset with a site-specific performance that includes a live actor that moves around you in, right, a motion capture suit. So you don't see the live actor. You see them in the headset as an avatar, as different characters, but they can talk to you with their own voice. They can touch you. You can touch them. You actually interact with a real human. And so, yeah, this one was based on A Christmas Carol. It's definitely a lot scarier than the Mickey Christmas Carol that BBG and I were talking about earlier. It takes it in a very, true to the Dickens creepy fashion. And I got to go behind the scenes and check out the motion capture technology too, which was fun.
Well, I've been watching this video. It's basically a one-on-one experience, right? Yeah. It's you and an actor and that's it, right?
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes. There's an actor that you see that's in Victorian costume as you kind of she's the one that helps you put on the headset in a way that gets you sort of in the mindset of where you're going to be going.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do a lot of really the technology is really cool about it, but right, they also do a lot of simple things. They have walls that disappear. So there was a wall before in your headset, it can disappear physically too, in addition to being in your headset.
And this is definitely sort of a next level or step up from those basic VR experiences we've all tried and probably a little sick of, right?
And the funny thing is, even as advanced as this is compared to what's come before, it's still at that they're hacking it together stage. Mm. The technology's combining all these different elements, the technology still is at a point where there's a lot farther it can go as the technology gets better.
And what was it like wearing those motion capture suits?
Oh, it was fun. It's really comfortable. Wearing a bodysuit. So it's doesn't crimp or anything like that. But it's you look funny. You have
you've got those little balls.
You have the little balls all over
you.
And it's just really, they say every time someone puts on a motion capture suit, the first thing they do is wave. Yeah. T-Wave, and I did cartwheels because I can actually still do a cartwheel.
So you're not plugged in or tied into
anything? No, it's all so that the room is surrounded by cameras.
Okay.
And they have the balls are the little markers, and they pick up the markers visually.
Oh, nice. So did you see yourself in VR afterwards?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a chance to do a full... There are two elements of the motion capture. There's the body motion capture and then the facial stuff. The facial stuff takes a long time to build a profile for yourself. So I just did the body stuff. So I got to see a little avatar of myself that looks like a little doll, a little
doing cartwheels.
Doing cartwheels.
Nice. All right. For a full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Sossman.
Thanks for listening.